Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, praise God, amen, for you. You and yes, you, amen, joining us on the Prayer News Network. Glory to God, amen. No other place I'd rather be, amen, but in the presence of the Lord, amen. And we thank God, amen, for you tonight, amen, for being with us tonight. Praise the Lord, amen. I ask you to, amen, get ready. Yes, amen. Glory to God, amen. Tonight is your night. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord for you joining us. Glory to God, amen. Actually, call your neighbors, your friend, amen. Oh, yeah. The enemy is coming. Hallelujah. Pull them close to you. Glory to God. Amen is on. Amen. Glory to God. And we pray and hope, amen, that your day has been a blessed day. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Give you enough strength to, amen, to lift your voices and tell the Lord thank you. Amen. To raise your hand. Tell the Lord thank you. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. As we pray, amen, tonight for you. Amen. Let you. Amen. Just sit back, relax, praise God, amen, and let them enjoy Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he's been so good to us. Amen. Better than we've been for ourselves. Hallelujah. Somewhere along the line, amen. Glory to God, amen. We have found ourselves. I don't pick our pitiful self up. Glory to God, feeling sorry for ourselves. Amen. But oh, no. Not tonight, praise God. Amen. We're claiming victory tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So we are grateful. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are grateful tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We are grateful. I'm grateful. Amen. Almighty grateful that the Lord has, amen, made a way. Amen. Hallelujah. He's been our bread when we're hungry. He's been our water when we're thirsty. Hallelujah. We praise God today. Hallelujah. Tonight, amen, for his goodness, his kindness, amen. And we praise the Lord tonight. Even praise God for the host, amen, a visionary, amen, going to God of this move of God. Praise God, amen. He and his brand new network, none other than Evangelist, amen, Bradley. Glory to God, amen. God bless you, woman of God, tonight. Amen. And to all of our advisors, God bless you. Amen. To all of the listeners, God bless you. Glory to God, as far as our voice can be heard. God bless you tonight. Amen. For joining us tonight on the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. Want you to know that you're in a place. Amen. We often say, amen, Holy Ghost headquarters. Hallelujah. Where anything can happen. Amen. Blind eyes can become open. Yes, ears can become open. Amen. Hallelujah. Salvation, amen, can be yours tonight. Healing can be yours tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever you need tonight, you're in the right place at the right time. Amen. So we ask you, praise God, to continue to text someone, praise God. Call them. Amen. So let them know that the Prayer News Network, amen, is on the air. Praise God. And we are thankful tonight. Praise God. Amen. The Lord has brought us, amen, all the way to another week. Amen. Nobody but the Lord. Nobody but the Lord. Amen. And we are grateful tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to get ready to move on. Praise God. Amen. And to the service. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I am ready. I'm ready. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to ask, amen, if missionary Stan, amen, is going to do our scripture, amen, and we'll fall in this order. Praise God, missionary Stan will do our scripture tonight, amen, and then praise God, amen. No. Amen, Sister Mary, praise God, forgive me. Amen.
All participants are muted.
Holly, amen, is going to do our scripture, amen, and missionary Stan, amen, is going to do our prayer. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, praise God. Amen. It's going to be our songstress. Amen. For tonight, our soul, Lord. for tonight. Amen. So, hey, praise God. Come on. Praise God. Let's get ready. Amen. As T.D. Jakes says, get ready, get ready, get ready. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. In this place. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Mary Holland tonight. Praise God. Amen. With our scripture. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Just
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Mary.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bond, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners. Scripture read will be coming from the 37th Psalm, the 1st through the 11th verse. Blessing to the righteous. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy images against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green earth. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. I have read to you the 37th Psalm, the 1st through the 11th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. Amen. For our word for tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to ask, amen, Missionary Fan. Amen. We'll come tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And sanctify the line. God bless you, Missionary Fan, tonight.
Praise the Lord. The song says, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not to be there to hear your cry. For he is passing by this moment, and your needs he will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord. Go by, you just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not to be there to hear your heart's cry, for he is passing by this moment, and your needs he will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Master. Lord, we praise you right now. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this day, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. For you are worthy, Lord God, of praise, Lord God. You're worthy of every hallelujah, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon this line tonight, Lord God. Asking you to move by your spirit tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we asking you, Lord God, to come, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for every iniquity, every transgression, everything, Lord God, that we have said and done that wasn't pleasing to your sight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God. We repent, Lord God, of every thought that we had, Lord God, that wasn't like your thoughts, Lord God. Everything that we may have said, Lord God, that we know we shouldn't have said, Lord God. We come tonight asking you, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart, Lord God. Renew the right spirit within us, Lord God, that we may be worthy, Lord God, to come before your presence, Lord God. For we know we can't come before you any kind of way, Lord God. We know this, Lord God. So we come, Lord God, as humble as we know how, Lord God, asking you to let our prayers be acceptable to you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you right now, Lord God, to move by your spirit, Lord God, on each and every one that's on the line tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to touch every home that's represented tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, every country, Lord God, every city, every state, Lord God. We ask you to be with us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to have your way tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we realize and know, Lord God, that you can hear us, Lord God, and you can reach us wherever state we are in, Lord God. But we know that your ears are not too heavy, that you can't hear us, Lord God. Neither is your arm too short that you can't reach down, Lord God, and touch us and save us. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to move for each and every one tonight, Lord God. Whatever the need is, Lord God, whatever the problem may be, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to reach down tonight, Lord God, and heal our land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Some may have high blood pressure, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to regulate that blood pressure right now in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you are able. You're a doctor, Lord God, that never lost the case, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Some, Lord God, may be looking for salvation tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to move, Lord God, save, Lord God, deliver, Lord God, set free tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, some need to be encouraged tonight, Lord God. Lord God, let your word come, Lord God, and touch the mind of your people, Lord God, the heart of your people tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Whatever the need be, Lord God, some looking for one thing and some looking for another, Lord God, but you know, Lord God, you see and you know everything, Lord God, and we're giving it to you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pour out our spirit unto you tonight, Lord God, that you may come, Lord God, and have your way tonight, Lord God. Bless, Lord God, the speaker tonight, Lord God. Touch in a mighty way, Lord God. Make the word be easy for her to bring forth tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way tonight, Lord God. Let us hear what the Spirit, Lord God, is saying unto us tonight. In the name of Jesus, help us to receive your word tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be doers of your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move this night, Lord God, on Evangelist Barnes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move in a mighty way for her, Lord God. Touch right now, Lord God, where she need to be touched, Lord God. Move in a mighty special way on Minister Bradley tonight, Lord God. Touch her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, supply every need, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, once again, we you, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God. We invite you in our homes tonight, far and near, Lord God. We invite you in, Lord God. We open up our spirit, Lord God, unto you tonight, Lord God, that you may have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we praise you. We magnify you. We bless your name, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Lord God, because you are worthy, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we can search all over, and we won't find none like you, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God. We glorify you. We lift you up this night, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we come, Lord God, to give it all to you, give you all the praise, give you all the glory, give you all the honor tonight, Lord God, because you've been so good to us, Lord God. You've been so kind, Lord God. You've been so merciful, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord, tonight, Lord God. We praise you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just said, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you so much in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. I know you got to feel better now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Feel better. Now, praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the scripture. Amen. Glory to God, Mother Hollins. Praise God. Amen. And the prayer, missionary fan, tonight. Hallelujah. For letting us know all we have to do is just reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Ask. He goes by. Hallelujah. Amen. The song said, you're fine. He's not too busy to hear your heart cry. Praise God. We haven't heard that song in a while. Praise God. Amen. But that's a true song. Let's just reach out tonight and touch him as he goes by tonight. Glory to God. Amen. He's coming your way. He's coming your way. Praise God. Amen. If I were you, I wouldn't let this moment pass by. Glory to God. Without touching Jesus tonight, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, amen. I'm feeling about right nice right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, I'm right in my mouth. Say amen, I feel something bubbling. Glory to God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen, and we thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God, the Lord is moving. Hallelujah, amen. So we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, you praise God. Continue, amen, to call someone. Text someone, praise God, to let them know. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Prayer News Network is on. Praise God. Amen. On the air. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not only, praise God. Amen. Is it on? Amen. The air. But it's all, praise God, always. Praise God. Amen. On Facebook Live. Amen. On the PNN, praise God, you can get up there. Praise God. Amen. So it's moving. Moving tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we just want to say we thank the Lord for you. You and yes, praise God, that can join us. Praise God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And also to, amen, also like to lift up, praise God. Amen. Amen. Apostle S.D. James, praise God, as we often say, praise God, and others, amen, but he paved the way for so many, praise God, amen, for us to walk right, talk right, praise God, live right, glory to God, amen, to let us know, amen, glory to God, amen, amen, that these times was coming, amen, but be prepare us, glory to God, amen, for the coming of the Lord, praise God, amen, 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 so we praise God tonight, amen, for our leaders, amen, my leaders, your leader, praise God, and their ministry, praise God, amen, that the Lord just continues to bless it, amen. Glory to God, my heart goes out, praise God, amen, to the pastors, to the leaders, praise God, amen, to the body of Christ, hallelujah, to know, praise God, amen, amen, that we are standing, glory to God, we are standing on a sure foundation, hallelujah, may be kind of shaking, amen, but we're standing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For the song says, everything is going down, but the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know we're standing. Amen. But our foundation is sure. Amen. Some things may look rocky. Some things, our economy may look rocky. Amen. Finances may look rocky. praise God, amen. But we're standing on a sure foundation, amen. Glory to God, amen. So don't worry about the foundation crumbling, amen. Glory to God, amen. It is standing a sure. The foundation is sure, glory to God, amen. So we thank God tonight, amen, and we're going to get ready, praise God, to move on, amen, in our own, praise God, amen, woman of God, our host, glory to God, our visionary, hallelujah, the leader, hallelujah, amen. Often said, woman, praise God of God, that we're many of God, amen, hallelujah, amen, and we just praise God for her, praise God, amen, tonight, amen, she's going to come tonight, amen, and worship with us, praise God, and worship, praise God, in our own way, praise God, and amen, and just sing to us a little bit tonight, amen, is that all right? Is that all right, amen? Amen, we're going to ask, praise God, amen, Evangelist Bradley, praise God, amen, we'll come to the platform tonight, amen, and just let the Lord have his way. God bless you, woman of God, tonight.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, people of God. We are indeed grateful to be here again on tonight, assembled in this place, amen, at this time. And we know that God has something great in store for us. And we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, that we're part of what God is doing in this hour. And people of God, I tell you, amen, just giving honor unto him and, again, unto my leaders and to each and every one. Protocol has been established. But I was thinking today that there's so much that's going on in the earth. There's so much deception. There's so much that seems right, amen. There's so much, glory to God. There are half-truths and amen, Jesus, we know that half-truths are lies, and we know that, glory to God, that even in the midst of all of this, there's so much deception and so much that's tugging at us in so many ways. Amen, Jesus, and I'm telling you, except we keep ourselves humble before the throne of grace, except we keep ourselves connected in the vine, is so easy, amen, to get torn, to get pushed, to get shoved, to get persuaded, amen, except we have the word of God. And as I was thinking today, this old song just came and dropped in my spirit, amen, and just thanking God for an opportunity just to share it tonight, amen. Some of you may know it. It's an old hymn, amen. I just want to sing a little bit on tonight, glory to God, because it has a great meaning. Has a great meaning, amen. Give me a clean heart, amen. Glory to God. Give me a clean heart, glory to God. That should be our cry in this hour, in this time, amen. With everything else that's going on, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. There's so much that can persuade us otherwise, but people of God, we got to have a clean heart, for the scripture declares none but the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. Glory to God. Pray with me. Amen, Jesus, as we sing. Amen. Just a little portion of it on tonight. Give me a clean heart so I might serve thee. Lord, fix my heart so that I may be used by thee, for I'm not worthy. worthy. Of all he's blessing. Oh Lord, give me a clean, clean heart. And I'll follow thee. Give me a clean, clean heart. So I may serve thee. Lord, fix my heart so may be used by thee. For I'm not worthy of all of these blessings, give me a clean heart. Give me a clean heart. Give me a clean, clean heart. And I'll follow, I'll follow thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Glory to God. We all can voice that tonight. Hallelujah. Give me a clean heart. Amen, that I may serve thee. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're not, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Haven't forgot about our brother or our sister. Praise God. But sometimes, amen, it's got to be a personal thing. Praise God. Amen. Give me, hallelujah, a clean heart. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Clean me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Take away everything in me that's not pleasing in your sight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Clean me up. Hallelujah. Amen. Give us a clean heart. Give me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Amen. And renew the right spirit within us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. That's what I want. Praise God. Amen. I want to be renewed. Hallelujah. I want to be, oh God, my heart be renewed tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somewhere along the line we made a thing somebody didn't even know. Glory to God. Amen. Maybe, amen. Glory to God. One eye picture. Hallelujah. But Lord, whatever the reason may be, hallelujah, give us and give us tonight a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, amen. Evangelist Bradley tonight, amen, amen. Tonight, praise God, amen, for the song. Amen, amen. We don't have the song. We don't have the scripture. Amen. We don't have prayer. Hallelujah. Now. Amen. It's world time. Amen. Punch somebody. Shake somebody. Glory to God. Let them know it's word time. Amen. In the house of God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. Tonight. For his goodness. Amen. That's all that he has done. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're getting ready. Praise God. Amen. To introduce our speaker. Amen. For tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We hope you pray. Amen. Glory to God that you have your pencil, your pad. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To write down some notes. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That you don't miss. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The word. Amen. What is going on and what's going to be said tonight. Amen. And just in case, praise God, you do. Hallelujah. Amen. We will give you, praise God. Amen. Numbers. Amen. Telephone numbers where you can get, amen, a copy, amen, of the service on tonight, praise God. All that you have heard tonight, praise God. Amen. You can get a copy of the service tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we will give you the numbers. Amen. Before we close out with the service. Amen. But right now, amen, let's get ready to pull our hearts and our minds in. Amen. Glory to God to hear what thus says the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're getting ready to introduce to some. Amen. And present to others. Amen. Pastor. Glory to God. Amen. Doctor. Amen. Sheila. Amin. Praise God. Amen. From Holy Temple. Amen. Church of God. Amen. Baltimore. Praise God. Merla. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. She's no stranger to us. Praise God. She will and can. Praise God. Preach. Amen. The word of God. Amen. We ask you, praise God, to pray for the message and the messenger on tonight. Amen. I present to you, introduce, praise God, Pastor. Amen. Sheila Hamid tonight. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I bring you greetings from Holy Temple Church of God here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Lord, and I honor whom honor is due. I tell you, God is a mighty good God, and I am blessed to be here one more time. So happy to have this invitation and to be ministering with you one more time by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. I do thank God for this great opportunity. And without prolonging the time, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, O God, and we humble ourselves before you. We open our hearts, O Lord, and we open our ears. We want to hear from you on tonight. O God, we ask that you will speak unto us, that you will minister to us, Lord Jesus, in a special way. The things that we stand in need of, both spiritually and naturally. O God, if any is sick, let them be healed through your word. O Lord, if anyone is discouraged, let them be encouraged. We believe you, Lord God, and we take you at your word, and we count it done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God once again for his goodness and for his mercy. I truly enjoy the opening prayer and the opening scripture that was read. Also, that beautiful selection talking about clean my heart. Amen. We need God to clean our heart so that we can follow him. Amen. I thank the Lord for what my ears have heard, and I'm yet rejoicing for the goodness of the Lord. So at this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles and you want to read along, I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, And the scriptures I have tonight are taken from the 137th number of Psalm, and that's verses 1 through 4. And then we have Psalm 42, verses 1 through 3, and verse 11. And also Acts, verses 25 through 34. Praise the Lord. So we'll begin with Psalm 137, verse 1 reads, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" Psalm 42, verse 1, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for thee, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God?" Verse 11, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God." Acts chapter 16, verse 25. "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the fountains of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Then Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of these scriptures. And my title tonight of this message is Lord, Praise. Lord, Revive My Praise. And the theme is Time for a Praise Elevation Revival. Praise be to God. In the 137th number of Psalm, here is the psalmist praying before God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Or bringing out, rather, how the children of Israel, they were taken captive. And there they were by the rivers of Babylon, sitting down, crying, weeping, when they remembered Zion. When they thought about
how they used to sing these glorious songs of Zion. They remembered the Mount Zion where they gathered together to go before God. And when they thought about that being in captivity, they were sad. They began to sit there and to weep because they were being tormented, ridiculed, and sometimes the enemy will taunt us like that, torment us, ridicule us, do all kinds of things. And so they describe how they hang their harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Hallelujah. They were carried away captive by the captors, and they were requiring them to sing a song. And they were taunting them, more or less. This was just making fun of them and telling them to sing one of those songs of Zion like they used to sing. You know, but they were sad, and they hung their harp on the willow tree and asked themselves this question: how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Praise be to God. And I know that sometimes we may feel a little discouraged, a little cast down. But God has the power to revive our praise. Amen. Where the enemy tries to steal our praise away from us, he doesn't want us to give glory and honor to God or even praise our God. God has the power to revive our praise. Amen. As I do research and look up words, to revive means to restore to life, regain consciousness or strength, refresh, energize, reinvigorate, and there are other words. But you understand that this word revive means to restore, to bring back to the original state of life, of strength, energy. Amen. Praise God. And we need God to revive our praise in instances like this, because there are those times when trouble is all around us. We have the weight that continue to pile up on us, so much so that we feel weighted down and we're just not able to give God the praise that we desire to give unto him. We know that God is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, but the enemy will try to interfere with our praise and cause us to be despondent like the children of Israel were down there by the rivers of Babylon while they were in captivity. Praise be to God. But the psalmist in 42, the 42nd number of Psalm, says, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. You just got to be hungry and thirsty for the Lord. He said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Oh, hallelujah. When can I come before God and get revived? When can I come and get more strength? I'm here to tell you that God is available 24/7. You can always appear before the Lord
whenever your heart is overwhelmed, you can go to the rock, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will revive your soul. If you're thirsty for the living God, come on before him at the altar of your heart or in the sanctuary. Fall down at the altar and call upon the living God. Amen. You can come before him at all times. As he said in the third verse, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? So they were just making fun of the children of Israel and saying, where's your God? And sing us these Zion songs, and, you know, just trying to make them feel bad. And they felt out of place. They felt out of their element. And they began to just feel like they were in despair, so much so that they could not sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Oh, glory be to God. But we are encouraged through Acts, the 16th chapter, when Paul and Silas, they were also captured because of the work of the Lord, because they were doing the will of God. And so they were locked up in captivity. But I believe they refused, hallelujah, to just sit there and do nothing. As the psalmist said in 42 and 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. And this is what we have to do, no matter what is happening in our lives, no matter what test or trial we're going through, tribulations, all of this, we must hope in God. And as we make up our minds following this example, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I'm going to praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. I may not feel like going, but I'm going to press my way. And I'm going to yet praise him. Hallelujah. So, you better hope in God. Why are you disquieted? And I believe that Paul and Silas stopped at midnight feeling that despondent feeling, feeling captured and bound in a strange land, and feeling like, no doubt, they could not sing or praise God in a strange land. But at midnight, hallelujah, I believe they made up their minds, saying they were hoping God and yet praise him. So Paul and Silas prayed. Glory, hallelujah. They went before the living God. They needed God to do something special. Oh, praise God. And they prayed first and began to sing praises unto God. So that tells us that there is power in our praise. When we send those praises up to God, God will send down the blessings. And while they prayed and sang these praises, the prisoners who were in there with them also heard the prayer, and they heard the praises of God going up. Hallelujah. I believe that God has revived their praise and also elevated their praise to the next level. And let's see what happened after they started praying and singing praises unto God. The 26th verse says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Praise was on a high level. Amen. God had revived their praise and elevated it to the next level, to the level that caused doors to be opened, chains to be broken, hallelujah, bands to be loosed by the power of Almighty God. God caused a great earthquake to happen and shook everything loose. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Have you even considered what level your praise is on? Amen. Is it kind of low? Is it in the middle? Or is it on a high level? Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. The higher your praise, the more power comes with that praise. The higher your praise, glory be to God, the more you'll see God manifest himself. And here, Paul and Silas, they had their praise on a high level. And then God suddenly began to manifest himself. It says at midnight when they started praying and singing praises unto God, suddenly the earthquake happened. The foundations of the prison were shaken. The doors were open. Everyone's bands were loosed. Oh, glory to God. And God began to work wonders. God, he will send deliverance with our praise. God will send healing with our praise. There have been times that I've witnessed someone called upon us come up and sing a praise unto God. They take the mic and they start singing. All of a sudden, the power of God come down on them and begin to move on them. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Holy Ghost begins to take control. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the soul is saved. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God will do wonders with our praise. But we need to go before the living God. We need to be thirsty for him. Amen. And know that he is available 24/7 and we can call upon him. It was midnight and Paul and Silas called on him. He showed up. Oh, yes, Lord. It doesn't matter what time it is, day or night, he will show up. Oh, yes, Lord. And he showed up here. So the keeper of the prisoner, he woke up out of his sleep and he saw that the prison doors were open. And, of course, if he didn't keep the prison or do his job, he knew that his life was over. His life was in jeopardy. So rather than being killed or put to death, he thought that he would take his own life. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But God had a special plan because somebody's praise was on a high level. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. So supposing to take his own life, he thought all the prisoners had gotten away. But Paul began to cry out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Even though God had opened all the doors of the prison, loosed everyone's bands, everybody stayed in place. They didn't go ripping and running out of there. Oh, I'm free, I'm free. But they stayed right in place because God had a special plan. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And if you can just apply this to your own life, and I know we have situations and we have circumstances, praise the Lord. And I believe Apostle Paul, he began to say in Romans, the 5th chapter, that we will glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Amen. They were patient. Patience worketh experience and experience hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So the men of God being in that place along with the others who didn't have the Holy Ghost, but they had experience, amen, and they had patience, and they waited on God. And so God blessed and opened a door of utterance for them to speak to the keeper and all of his household. Hallelujah. They were able to minister unto them. Amen. And God began to do a great thing in their life. And so sometimes when we are praying and giving praise to God for our deliverance, it's not just for our deliverance, but it's for somebody else around us to be blessed, to be delivered, to be healed, to be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. They prayed, no doubt, that God would deliver them out of the prison, but God delivered a whole lot more than just them. Hallelujah. So we have to remember that when we give these praises to God, oh, yes, Lord, there's no telling what God will do. Amen. So don't let the enemy keep you down if you are feeling despondent, if you feel like your strength is just getting smaller and smaller or dwindling away. You need to go to the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, revive my praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to call upon him. Glory to God, any hour of the day or night. And he will hear us, and he will answer. He will come and see about us. Hallelujah. Let your heart be like that of a heart that panteth after the water. Glory to God. Your soul, just go after God and call upon him, thirsting after God, the living God. Praise the Lord, and know that you can appear before him. You can tell God all about your situation. Praise the Lord. You can give everything to the Lord. You can cast all your cares on him. Don't put down your praise. Don't hang up your harp on a willow tree. Amen. Praise him in a strange land. Praise him wherever you are. Glory, hallelujah. If you can't get to the level of praise you desire, keep working on it. Amen. Until you get there, God will get you there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is so encouraging to my soul. Oh, praise the Lord. The word of God is what we need for our souls. We can't be without this precious word of God. It is the word of God that has gotten me where I am today. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for his word. And I hope that you have gained something from the word of God. And just take note of how God moved so greatly to the point where somebody cried out saying, "What must I do to be saved?" Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. What must I do to be saved? Can you get to that level? Yes, you can. Praise that is so high that when you go forth and praise God, when you pray unto him, he moves in this way so that somebody will cry out, saying, "What must I do to be saved?" And you can tell them, like Paul and Silas told this man, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." not just you, but your whole household, everybody in your house can be saved. Hallelujah, praise God. So God, he will take care of us, but we have to be willing to come to him and trust him in all situations. Praise the Lord. It might happen to you or someone you know, somebody close to you, but praise your way out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep on praising him until all the bands are loose, until all the chains are broken. Amen. Until the doors swing open. Just keep on praising him. Amen. Just keep praising him. Like the psalmist said, even though his soul was cast down and disquieted within him, he said, hope thou in God, for I will yet praise him. Amen. So he was determined that he would yet praise God and refer to God the health of his countenance. And he referred to him as his God, saying, my God. Amen. And God will give us joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Joy, unspeakable. Praise be to God. Having that joy with that praise. In the 34th verse, and when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced. So that great joy came. Hallelujah. The keeper of the prison. God had done a great thing in his life. And he brought the men of God to his house. And he set meat before them. He fed them. Hallelujah. And he began to rejoice, believing in God with all his house, his family members. Praise the Lord. So God is still the same God, hasn't lost any power. He's still working miracles. He's still breaking people out of prison, not illegally, but legally. Amen. In the spirit. Praise God. God is doing wonders. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm just happy down in my soul. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. And now at this time, let us prepare to go to God in prayer. And as was already stated, we can go to him at any time. And we want to go to him believing him, being patient and waiting on him. We want God to revive our praise, and we want to enter into this praise elevation revival. Praise God on a daily basis or however long you set for yourself. Have a praise elevation revival. Every day, if you wake up in the morning, you just want to shout out a praise unto God. Let that be your elevation revival. Take it to the next level and say, the next time, I'm going to take it a little higher. Oh, glory to God. And the higher your praise, the greater the blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us enter together into a praise elevation revival. Lord, elevate our praise. Oh, Lord, revive my praise. Maybe you have been struggling and just barely making it and haven't really been praising God that much. Hallelujah. You can be revived. Your praise can be revived, rejuvenated. Amen. Jump started. Restored. Glory, hallelujah. It can happen for you tonight to the point where your faith will get your praise up to the next level. So let us go to God in prayer and let's believe God together. Because God is already working. He's already moving. He's already healing. He's already doing great things and many wonders. praise the Lord, and what he's done and is doing for others, he can do the same thing for you. All you have to do is just believe God and just come to him as you are, no matter where your stance is with God. If you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sin, tonight you can get to know him if you're willing to repent, to be sorry for the wrong you've done, for all the sins you've committed, and willing to ask God for mercy. Ask God to forgive your sins and to take your sins away. Ask God to have mercy on you and to save you. Hallelujah. And he will do that. And if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. Hallelujah. If there's anyone sick in their body and desiring God to heal you, God has the power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Sometimes all it takes is for you to give God some praise. Sometimes you can be healed because you're giving God praise. Amen. I'm a witness that if you give God praise, even when you're sick, God will heal your body. He's done it for me, so I can speak from experience. Praise the Lord. And sometimes the trouble that we have going on in our lives is because we have a lack of praise. Amen. Our praise level is a little too low, so we need to bring that on up a little higher. Oh, praise be to God, and give God the praise that is due to his name. When we praise God, I'm reminded of how God will take over and he will fight our battles. Praise the Lord. All we have to do is just give him the praise and he will do the rest. Amen. Praise God. Maybe there's someone whose name's been called on prayer list and have a special request or a special desire of the Lord. I'm here to tell you that God will grant that unto you if you can only believe. Praise the Lord. And at this time, let us go to God together and let us take all of our requests and make them known to him right now. In our hearts, let's talk to God. You can even say it out of your mouth right now, what it is you want God to do for you. Hallelujah. And if you don't have any specific thing to name, and you just want a blessing from the Lord, you can just ask God to bless you tonight, and he will do just that. But we're praying for those who are sick, those who are in the hospital, laid up on the sick bed, afflicted. We are praying for you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Believe in God along with you that God will heal you and make you whole. Oh, thank you, Lord. So let us put our minds on the Lord and just forget everything and everybody and just focus directly on the Lord. Just focus on the living God and him only. Put everything else out of your mind and out of your thoughts. And just focus on him right now. And we are going right now into the presence of the Lord with our hearts humbled and our minds on the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we come to you tonight, Lord, humbling our hearts before you, calling upon you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. And Lord, as we are here
in your presence. We pray this prayer, Lord God, the prayer of faith, believing that your ears are open to our cry. We believe, Lord, that you have inclined your ear to listen to us at this moment. Oh, thank you, Lord. We pray, God, that you will have mercy upon us and that you will forgive us, oh, my God, and blot out our transgressions. Wash away all of our iniquity. Lord, create in us a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit within us. Oh, Lord God, work on us and make us all over. Oh, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh, God, and try to reign in the name of Jesus anything that you're not pleased with, anything that's in our heart that should not be there. Forgive us, Lord, and take it away. We pray tonight, oh, Lord, for those who don't know you but have repented in their heart and are sorry for the sins they committed and asking for mercy. Oh, God, we pray that you will save them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, go and abide in their heart. Sup with them, Lord. Oh, Lord, let your Holy Ghost come down and fill their souls in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, and there's nothing impossible for you. There's no heart that you cannot change. Oh, God, there's no mind that you cannot redirect. But, Lord, you are in control. Everything is in your power. Oh, Lord God, and we surrender to you. Glory to your name, Lord. Take control and have your way. We come to you tonight, Lord, on behalf of those, Lord, who are sick and afflicted, carrying diseases, illnesses, oh, Lord, and conditions in their bodies. We are praying tonight, Lord, for healing and for restoration of their health. Oh, God, restore their health unto them and rebuke the afflictions. Oh, Lord, rebuke the sicknesses and the diseases. Oh, my Lord, you have the power. We ask you, Lord, to speak the word. Glory, hallelujah, that it may be done right now. While we're praying this prayer, Lord, look on the prayer list. Look at the request that is written next to each name. Lord, you know every heart's desire. You know every need, Lord, my God. And we are asking you to grant the request according to your holy will. Lord, let it be done according to your will. Oh, blessed Savior, and we ask you, Lord, to cause us to open our hearts, to receive your word, to live by it daily, to walk upright before you, to speak the truth in our hearts, to live a holy life before you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you each and every day. But we need you to take us by our hand. We need you to lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. We need you to order our steps and to keep us in your will. Lord God, don't let us drift or wander off the path of righteousness, but keep us and preserve us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to do your will, to be obedient, humble, and obedient before you. Oh, bless your name, Jesus, and help us, Lord, to continue to minister on this broadcast and those, Lord, who are ministering together.
We ask you, God, to please bring greater unity for the ministers of the gospel to come together and unite as one and to go forth as never before, spreading the gospel, the true gospel, to every creature, preaching and promulgating the word of truth. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We know you are able to do all things. There's nothing impossible unto you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, my God. And tonight we are coming to you asking these things in faith, Lord Jesus, praying the prayer of faith, believing together, touching and agreeing on the same thing. Lord, we know that you hear and you answer prayer, and we thank you tonight for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for giving us access to come to the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing us to just come into your presence, Lord. We give you thanks, hallelujah, because you've inclined your ear to listen to our prayers. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord, for deliverance of those who are bound. We thank you for the saving of those who are not saved. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for restoration of the backslider, for reclaiming their souls. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for the deliverance of the prisoners, of those who are in the jails and in the prisons, my God. We thank you for salvation unto all. For glory to your name, we praise your name, Lord. We thank you for providing for those in need, and especially those who are without food or shelter. We thank you tonight, Lord, for making the way for them and providing for them, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we are asking you, Lord, a special blessing for our leaders. Oh God, every leader, we are asking that you will have mercy, that you will give visions, revelation, and understanding concerning leading your people. Teach them, Lord, how to lead the congregation. Teach them, Lord, how to be a leader, an example of a leader, a role model to all those who are following them as they follow Christ. Oh, blessed Savior, we know you're able, Lord. We believe it and we count it done. And we thank you, Lord. We ask, God, that you will bless the visionary of this ministry, Evangelist Bradley. Lay your hand upon her, Lord. Let your anointing ever rest on her, God. Use her even the more for your service. And all the advisors and the co-hosts, we ask you to bless them abundantly, Lord, even to uphold her in the ministry and to labor with her. Oh, my God, we know you're able. And every listener, wherever they may be, all around the world, God, let a special blessing come upon them tonight and take control, Lord Jesus. Let the blessing overtake them. And now, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer, that you will grant our petition. Lord, we ask this night that you will elevate our praise and revive us. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. What a word. Amen. Tonight we needed that one. Praise God. Amen. Oh, now word. Praise God. Amen. To know. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Lord. Amen. Revive my praise. Glory to God. And also, amen, to let us know it's time for a praise elevation. Glory to God. Revival. Amen. I don't know about you. Praise God. Amen. But we don't praise it like we used to. Praise God. Amen. As we stand, the word says, hallelujah. How can we sing a song in a strange land? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How can we lift our voices in a strange land? Praise God. Amen. To know, praise God, we need to be revived. Hallelujah. We need to reach back. Praise God. Amen. I heard somebody say, praise God. Amen. If you don't have one, reach back there and get one of them over. Praise God. Amen. When you can remember, glory to God. Amen. When you can remember when the Lord brought you out. Praise God. How the Lord made a way. Amen. Reach back and get one of them, God. Glory to God. When you first got saved. Amen. And sanctified. Amen. And filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Lord, revive and elevate my praise. Hallelujah. Let's go higher. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I love that. I love it. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Sheila, I mean, praise God. Amen. For the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. That rung my bell right there. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I love to praise Him. Amen. And sometimes when you go through things, amen, you praise Him. Like you just can't drum up a praise. You just can't get a praise. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let trouble come. Let something happen. Amen. For you, amen, to just reach back. Get one of them over, somebody said. Amen. But I'm a firm believer. Amen. Whether we say praise God, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He has done for me. Amen. Amen. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. I praise Him. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ah, yeah, yeah. I praise Him for saving me. Hallelujah. Praise elevation. Revival. Glory to God. Amen. God, we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. We can go on and on. Amen. To let us know. Praise God. Amen. To let us know. Praise God. Amen. That God will deliver. God will deliver. Amen. Doesn't matter what situation you're in, where you're going, where you're just coming out of, where you're getting ready to go in. God will deliver you. Praising God. Amen. He will deliver you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, don't hang the harp up. Glory to God. It ain't over. Amen. To God, say it's over. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Get it. Praise God. Give God some praise. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And just know, amen, He loves you. He will deliver you. He's an on time God. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is not a time now to hang up the harp. Amen. This is not a time now to shut down on God. Amen. But we need to be singing, praising God as never before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet sound. Hallelujah. Let the, amen, let the hallelujah roll tonight. Glory to God. Way down in our sanctified soul. Amen. A praise elevation. Revival. Glory to God. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Amen. All that we've been through and going through. Amen. And you think it's a time now to hang up the harp? Oh, no, 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 no. Amen. It may be a strange land. Amen. But we can always read back. Praise God. Amen. And sister. Amen. Missionary fans sung the song. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Praise God. Amen. If David and even Evangelist Bradley, glory to God. Amen. Give us a clean heart. Amen. Glory to God. Give us a clean heart. Amen. Amen. We're excited tonight about the word, and I know you are too. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to give you, praise God, amen, a number where you can get a copy. Amen. Get a copy, amen, of the service. Amen, of tonight. Amen. Go back. Amen. And let's hear this word again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. By amen. Glory to God. Amen. By Pastor Amin. Tonight, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. It's time. Amen. For praise. Amen. Glory to God. You overdue amen, to give God some praise, amen, even praise God, amen. Look like when the pandemic came, glory to God, the praise stopped, glory to God, amen, but it's time now, amen, glory to God, to praise him as never before, amen, as the scripture said, oh, if men would just praise me, hallelujah, amen, if you would just praise me, amen, I take you places you never dreamed of. Glory to God, amen. Your children will begin to get saved, amen. Deliverance will come, amen. Healing will come. Salvation will come. Glory to God, amen. If we just lift our praise, glory to God, amen, amen. Glory to God, amen. We pray and hope, amen. You have your pencils, amen, and papers ready, praise God, amen. Glory to God, to get a copy, amen, of the service, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. A now word, amen, for a now generation. Glory to God and for the body of Christ, amen. Amen. The number is 912-257-3918. Again, 912-257-3918. Amen. And just in case you can't get to that number, amen. We have another number, and that number is 678-087234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. It's our international, praise God, amen. Glory to God, WhatsApp, praise God, amen. We thank God for you. You, and yes, you, glory to God, to all of our listeners all over the world, as far as our voice, amen, can be heard tonight, amen, what a word on tonight, amen, glory to God, what a word, amen, glory to God, amen, we'd like to leave you an announcement, praise God, amen, on behalf of the PNN, amen, Prayer News Network, amen, glory to God. Amen, to let us know, praise God, amen, to reiterate, praise God, amen, for the broadcast of Sister Clarissa, husband, praise God, amen, our benefit fund has been set up for Brother Brian Johnson, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, who's, amen, glory to God, the Lord is bringing him from a mighty long way, but praise God, amen, we want to be a blessing, praise God, to him. Praise God, amen. And Sister Clarissa, praise God, we miss her dearly. Praise God, amen. The sound, praise God, of her anointed voice. Praise God, amen. So we want her to know that we love her and we are praying for her. Praise God, amen. And we want you, praise God, amen, leave with you her cash app. Praise God, amen. Whether great, big, or small, praise God, she will be much appreciative. Praise God, amen, of what you give and what you're doing. Praise God, amen, and we're going to give you her cash out. Praise God, amen, but we ask you, please, please, amen, put your name, amen, and telephone number in the memo section. Amen, and Sister Clarissa, amen, we'll fill it out accordingly. Amen, and as we say, anything that you able can do, praise God, and send her. It will be much, much appreciative. Amen. And we thank you all very much. Amen. And her cash app is amen, $EDDALJ. Amen. We'll say it again. Amen. $DALJ. Amen. Amen. And that is Sister Sim. Amen. Clarissa, praise God, the Johnson family, husband Brian. Amen. For you know that we're praying and we appreciate them. Praise God. Amen. And just keep looking to the hills for which cometh. Amen. Your help. Praise God. Amen. And we want to say we thank God. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah for the word. Amen of God. Praising God. Amen. And we thank God for you. praising God, amen. If we don't know, praise God, if there's any, amen, amen. Anyone desire prayer, amen, glory to God, of salvation for tonight, praise God. Glory to God, amen, amen, glory to God. If so, praise God, this next six to come on over, praise God, amen. And the woman of God, amen, will pray for you, praise God. Glory to God. After, praise God, an awesome anointed message of that. Amen. On tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. If not, amen, I want to say we thank God for you, you, and yes, you again. Praise God, amen, for Pastor. Amen, I mean, amen. Glory to God, we love you. We appreciate you, amen. Glory to God, and the God in you. Amen, for allowing the Holy Ghost to just use you tonight, praise God, amen. And we're going to ask the woman of God, amen, to come back, praise God, amen, to close us out. But don't forget, praise God, come back on tomorrow night, amen, same time, same place, glory to God, amen. We'll be doing the same thing, amen, hearing the word of God, lifting up the name of Jesus, glory to God, and telling the goodness of the Lord, amen, and telling the dying world about Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise the Lord for you. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And to our host, praise God. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, God bless you tonight. We love you. We appreciate you and all that you're doing. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God. Amen. One of God. Amen. Pastor Amin to come back. Praise God with the last word. And the dismissal, amen, for tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for this opportunity, for inviting me. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for all of you and for your prayers and your support. And we just thank the Lord for everything that's said and done. Just want to encourage you to take the word of God in and live by it every day. Praise the Lord, and keep those praises going up. Continue to praise the Lord no matter what, because, again, I remind you that he's worthy to be praised from the time you wake up until the time you go to sleep. Even yes. While you're sleeping, the Lord is worthy to be praised. Praise God. So we do thank the Lord for all things, and I just want to say that I do have a broadcast. If any of you are have some time and would like to tune in, the broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. If you would like to listen in, you can dial 319-527-6763 to listen. Or you can go online to blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service Title I School, and you'll see the headline, the titles pop up there for the broadcast. So keep us in your prayers. And I'm praying for you as well. So let us have a little brief prayer and get ready to close out. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for your goodness, for your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for this great ministry and for all your people. We thank you, Lord, for every listener who continues to tune in faithfully. We ask, Lord, that you will bless them greatly and abundantly. We ask, Lord, that you will keep us and preserve us. And, Lord, bring us back at the next appointed time and hour that we may give glory to your name and lift your name up in praise. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Did you say dismiss?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So at this time, with our minds on the Lord, repeat after me. If you can say it, I don't have to hear you, but God can hear you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen, amen, and amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Come on back tomorrow night. God bless.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.